on me because the Lord has anointed me. You are anointed. You are anointed. What are you anointed to do? To preach good tidings unto the meek. Your sin to bind up the brokenhearted. You are sent to proclaim liberty to the captives. Wow. And the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Come on. That's your ministry as a son and daughter of God. And you're to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all who mourn. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Remember what it talks about, I think it's in Isaiah, about the garment of praise? It's like putting a winter coat on to protect yourself against the cold. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you to put on the garment of praise this morning. And it says, for the spirit, and that they might be called, this is what you're called, trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. And what is all of this for? That he may be glorified. And Jesus said, if I'm lifted up, what's going to happen when we lift him up? He said, I'm going to draw all men unto myself. Amen. That's good news. That is the good news of the gospel today. So we welcome you to New Life for the Nations this morning. Where we are growing, we're seeing lives changed, and I'm going to be ministering on God's suddenlies today. So I want to encourage you as you get into praise and worship, prepare your heart to be ministered to by the word this morning. Get you a Sunday handout, some good stuff in there, and become part of what God is doing. Hallelujah. As I was sitting down yesterday preparing for today, the Holy Spirit just began to write out a prayer. And that's what we're going to pray this morning as we open the service. So I just want you to close your eyes and receive this prayer today. And it kind of goes into a prophetic word to us. So I just want you to receive this morning. Father, we stand in awe of you. We're the ones that need you. Without you, we would be lost, not just spiritually, but lost in the journey called life. We have found our way because of you. After all, your word tells us that if we acknowledge you, if we recognize you, if we are aware of you in all of our ways, that you would direct our paths. You are the way maker. You are the promise keeper. And when life seems dark around us, you are the light that guides us. Because it's in you that we move. It's in you that we live. It's in you that we have the strength to carry on. You are Lord over everything. You are just so, so good. For that we will be thankful for at all times. And Holy Spirit, come and do what only you can. Because we are hungry for you. We are hungry to know you. And that you ignite a holy fire in us. Ah, yes, we know that we are in the season of suddenlies. And our lives have brought us to this point where there is breakthrough. And yes, Lord, we hear you say, not just breakthrough, but break out. Breaking through, breaking out of the old wineskin, making room for the new. And we're no longer satisfied with the status quo. We're going to go higher with you because that is where you're calling us to. And we cannot and we must not stay in the place where we have been or where we are even now. For yes, there is a place where your promises are manifested. But we have tasted and seen how good you are. And now, and yes, now, we are hungry for more. Not just about you from what we hear, but to really know you on a personal level, to become intimately acquainted with you. Look, look, we're hearing you say to see the horizon. For it is filled with glorious promises fulfilled for my sons and daughters. Don't count yourselves out when I say I have counted you in. Ah, yes, it is my good pleasure to give you the things of the kingdom. Believe all I have made you worthy to walk in all my kingdom promises. And at times when you may feel as if you are not unworthy, remember, yes, remember, it's not your worthiness that I take into consideration. But I look at the blood that was given at the cross to make you deemable to receive all I have for you. When others look and say, wow, they are blessed, you can say, look at what my daddy God has done. For you see, it is my pleasure to give you the things of the kingdom. For it is through you that I express my joy. It is through you I express my love. It is through you I express all of who I am. I am. That is why you can say, I'm going to let my light shine. Let it shine, let it shine, yes. For there's indeed a beacon of hope. A yes, maybe, just maybe I can. Suddenly you realize it is my strength that carries you through. And in my strength, you will find a new zeal to carry forth the good news. For the good news is so needed in the world as you know it today. Many, yes, many are searching for answers, but they are seeking all the wrong places. For it is in me that truth, peace can be found, for I am peace. Father, we thank you today for this word of encouragement that you've given us. We've come into this place to worship you and to lift you up today. We come against every distraction in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you fill this place with your glory today, Lord, and that we make a decision that we're not going to remain the same, but you're calling us to that higher place in you, God, that we don't just know about you from something we've heard, but we become intimately acquainted with you. And for that, we're thankful. And everybody said, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. And the word of God says, on your feet now, applaud God. Let's do this again. On your feet now, applaud God.
Yes.
Woo! Yes.
Amen.
Bring a gift of laughter.
Hallelujah.
Sing yourselves into his presence.
Thank you, Lord.
And know this. Now, this is a very profound statement. God is God and God, God. That's all you need to know, right? God is God and God, God. All right, and then it says, he made us. We didn't make him. We are his people, his well-tended sheep. And then he says, enter with the password, thank you. Can everybody say thank you?
Thank you.
Woo! Make yourselves at home. Now, when you make yourselves at home, what do? Do you just stand, you just still? Now, if I make myself home, if I want to take my shoes off or, you know, go get me a glass of water or just kick back, that's how I make myself at home, right? Have you ever thought about making yourself home in the presence of God? And then he said, talk in praise. Oh, I'm not supposed to talk problems. Talk in praise. Thank him. Worship him. For God is sheer beauty, all generous and love. Now, that's Psalm 100 in the Message Bible, and I like it. And I really like that statement where it says, God is God and God, God. That's all we need to know. I don't care what else anybody else says. Oh, I found out what happened this morning. You see, you know, you come together and you just think that, boy, if we're supposed to do this song, it's just, wow, we just had an awesome practice. And man, we couldn't even find our music this morning. And now I know what happened. Pastor Shirley said we just entered in another season. And I said, well, I didn't get the text. So I figured that's what happened. Everybody get my joke. Anyway. Glory to God. In God. Hey, listen, I just made myself home in the presence of God. You know what? Somebody said, Lord laughs. I said, yeah, he laughs at me every day. God is good all the time. And we love him and praise him. And we're going to applaud God this morning. And we just love you, Father God. It doesn't matter how we sound. Our hearts are here to worship you and to magnify you and to just keep going and praising you. And everybody said?
Amen. Amen.
All right. Let's see what we got here.
To the Lord our God and King, his love endures forever. For he is good, he is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise. With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever. Come on now. Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever and ever. Forever. By the grace of God, we will carry on. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong. God is with us forever and ever. Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us forever and ever. Forever. His love endures 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 forever. Sing praise, sing praise,
yes,
sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever and ever. Forever.
You know that song, come on now, it was taken right out of the Psalms when they would, you know, when David, when they all were worshiping the Lord and they were getting everything done, and I think it was when after Solomon had built the temple. And they had 24-hour praisers. All they did, all day long. And they would line up when they'd have their big services. You know, one group on one side and one group on the other side. And one group would say, His love endures forever. And the other group would answer back, His love endures. And can you imagine being part of a congregation where you've got that? The praise is going back and forth like that. Hallelujah, church. God is good, and His love endures forever. Amen. Glory to God. We praise You, Father. We thank You in the name of Jesus for who You are, for what You've done. And Father God, as we're thinking about getting with family this week, Lord, we know there's some out there. Some of them aren't living for You. Some of them don't even know You, and some of them have known You. And right now, they're not putting You first in their lives. And we hear the cry of those that have no hope. You know, I read about that's gotten saved, and he's on fire, and he's Kanye. And you know what? Praise God. Don't put that boy down. God's got a hold of him, and he's taking that message. And he went into a jail, and they all identified with him. And then I forgot how many they said were kneeling and praying and giving their lives to Jesus. Now, he's just not, he's talking about Jesus. He's telling these guys what Jesus will do for them. And, you know, some people got upset that are anti-Christian. But I tell you what, God is good, and he's going to use people that are hungry. And this boy got to the point in his life that had all the money in the world, and it wasn't satisfying him. But Jesus got a hold of him. And you know what? Somebody says, well, I don't know. We better watch and see. Don't watch and see. I don't believe that boy's going to fall. Because he said, got Jesus, and that's what we've got to stand for. And I just thank you right now, wherever that guy is today. Lord God, I don't know him, but you do. And if he's going to lead a revival across this land to people that have no hope, glory to God. We just believe you to take care of him this morning.
I hear the voice of one crying. I hear the voice of one crying. Prepare ye, come and prepare.
Father's daughter, every mother's son.
the brooding of your spirit. Lay your burdens down.
Now come on, lay it down, church.
Lay your burdens down. Revive us. Revive us. Revive us.
Hallelujah. Do it again. Come on, church.
Revive us. Revive us. Revive us.
Praise you so much. Lord God, the cry goes out. They may not even know what they're crying for, Father. There's so many places that it seems like today that there's darkness. But Lord, I pray for the light of your gospel. I thank you that you're going to be placing lights everywhere. That little flicker, that little candle, somebody that's born again, you're going to place them in an area, Father God, and that light's going to burn. I just pray for all of us here at New Life, Lord, that our lights are burning for you. Everywhere we go, whatever we do, Father God, that there's so much hope on the inside of us that somebody will say, where do you get your hope? I thank you, Father God. It's not in things. It's not in our government, but it's in you, dear Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Good news of great joy for every woman, every man. This will be a sign to you.
Let's start again. We're a little fast, just a little bit, all right?
Born in Bethlehem. Oh, come and worship. Do not be afraid. A company of angels, glory in the highest. And on the earth, a peace among those on whom his favor rests. Oh, come and worship, do not be afraid.
All right.
My soul, magnifies the Lord. My soul, magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me. us a son is given. Let every heart prepare his throne. Let every nation under him. Oh, come and worship. Do not be afraid. My soul, magnifies the Lord. My soul, magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me. My soul, magnifies the Lord. My soul, magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me. Of his government there will be no end. He'll establish it with his righteousness.
Jesus, glory, glory, hallelujah, for what you've done, great things, hallelujah. I read somewhere this morning said it doesn't matter if our circumstances aren't exactly what I want them to be. I praise him because of who he is. Amen. We praise you this morning, Heavenly Father, hallelujah. I'm going to let you be seated. We're going to continue our worship. We're going to take up our offering, and I just remind everybody that, you know, God is faithful. He's blessed us so much here at church, and he's going to continue blessing us, and he's going to continue blessing you. Father God, we give it all to you. Thank you for your provision in Jesus' name. And we bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name.
The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing Your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. You're rich in love and You're slow to anger. Your name is great and Your heart is worship Your holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship Your holy name.
On that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing Your praise unending. 10,000 reasons then forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul.
Come on.
I'll worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. I'll worship Your holy name. I'll worship Your holy name.
Church, I want you to stand one more time. We're going to close out this part of our session, and I think then we're going to have communion. And we're going to have communion before we dismiss classes. You know, it's Thanksgiving. I mean, we should feel like this all year round because of what He's done for us. Because having families, the faithfulness of God. And I tell you what, having a church that you can hear the Word and you can praise and worship Him, and you can pray, and somebody can walk in and say, hey, I need y'all to pray for me. And guess what we do? We pray because we believe the Word of God. Amen. But the goodness of God is going to chase after you this week. You know that? You're going to turn around because He loves you. He loves you, Jim. God loves you. You know that. And you know, when you know God loves you, then everything else will pale. And you know, everything's going to work out. You don't know how. You may not know when. Because God loves you. Amen.
Oh, Your mercy never fails me. of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful.
Come on now.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire, darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I will live in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful.
Sing it to your church.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath of the goodness of God.
All right, now.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
Do that again, church.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. And all my life you have been faithful.
Sing it, church.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Like I said, you know, it's a time of, you know, communion. Communion. You know, there's lots of things we do as Christians. And a lot of celebrations we do as Christians. It's just tradition. We like doing them. Christmas. But there's one thing that Jesus himself said to do. He said, he didn't say celebrate his birth, which I'm not saying it's wrong. You know, we celebrate the birth. He didn't even really say celebrate my resurrection. He said, this do in remembrance of me. And I may be getting ahead of my husband here. Let me move that. But he said, it was communion.
Jesus said what he said to his disciples. The Apostle Paul thought it was important enough to repeat it to the church at Corinth. And I want to read you again what he said, and then I want to say a couple of things, and then we're going to have a communion. Paul said it this way, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.'" Now, he said to do this in remembrance of me. Now, let me tell you this. Did he mean just remember that I died on the cross? Just remember me, that I'm a person in history? That I was a good man, that I did miracles and all of this? No, he said to do this in remembrance of the fact that I am your Savior. I am the one that took your sins. I'm the one that set you free from the power of darkness. I'm the one that broke the chains that held you in bondage. I'm the one that gives you life. And you know, we need not just to remember who Jesus was, but we need to remember what Jesus was. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the bread of life. I am the door. All of those things wrapped up in the fact I am the Son of God, who died for the sins of the world. That's what we remember, and that's what we proclaim. Not that Jesus was a historical person that lived in Israel 2,000 years ago, but he's alive today, and he lives in us, and he changes our lives. And this is just to remember, when we start to doubt, and don't tell me none of you in here have ever had the temptation to doubt. There's nobody that's not good, there is no one that's not going to be tempted to doubt. But we do have a strength that overcomes that temptation. And sometimes it may take a little bit. But we know that it's all possible through Jesus Christ, through what he's done, through his life and his death and his resurrection. And that's what we stand in remembrance of this morning when we take these elements. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. That's what the prophet Isaiah said hundreds of years before he ever got here. You see, time's not an element with God. Time is only an element with humanity, with people, with things that have time doesn't mean anything to the universe. The universe doesn't think. I mean, you know, we're unique. We're a unique group that we think, that we plan. That we make decisions, some good, some bad. That we do good things, we do bad things. But the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all our sin. And that's what we celebrate this morning. And the way we're going to do it is, I'm going to ask you to come up here. Brother, I haven't said anything to Brother Danny about this, so I'm going to throw a kink in you. Well, you had it planned, but we're going to come up here. I want you all to come and make a line across the front. And then whoever's serving the communion is going to come by you, the bread first and then the cup. And I want you to take it and just stand there and hold it until everybody has theirs. And then we'll all take it together.
What's
We'll start on. Okay, this works out. It's even something I didn't know about. Now, when you receive this, and we pray, and then you take it. Remember what you are without Him. What you are with Him. Who you are without Him. Who you are with Him. Remember that He lives in you. He changed your life. Father, I thank You right now for Your Spirit just spread through all of us. And I thank You, Lord God, that we're going to sense Your presence in a stronger, mightier way than maybe we would normally. Thank You, Lord, for Your loving kindness and Your goodness. This is a representation of Your goodness to us. And we thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, y'all start on each end. You start over there on the end and come this way and let Him start over there, and we'll meet in the middle.
You may need a healing in your body. You just believe God as you partake of that juice that represents His blood, and as we partake of that bread. That by His stripes you were healed. He provided for your healing. He provided for your provision. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need.
The psalmist said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits." And we have those benefits because of what we're celebrating this morning. "And forget not all of His benefits, who forgives us all of our iniquities through the shed blood, who heals all of our diseases through the shed blood and stripes, and who delivers us from destruction." Partake of this in Jesus' name. Thank You for the blood that was shed, Lord. In Jesus' name. We just stand in Your presence. He has done great things. He has done great things. Amen. you may go to your seats and the class is maybe dismissed. We'll turn it over to Sister Shirley.